Well, a wonderful day from and greetings from California, where it is unusually raining, but we love it because we will have a beautiful spring. This is Dr. Erin Yamini speaking from God Unlimited University of Healing in Campo, California. My title today of the thought for today is Shaking Feathers in the Wind. Shaking Feathers in the Wind. Have you ever allowed yourself to be tricked by the playfulness of the wind? This can be quite challenging. It can be challenging if I allow to be disturbed. The other day, I was making order in a cabinet in the garage where I have stored some cushions, some blankets, some pillows, and some feather beds. So as it was a beautiful day, I took everything out to refresh it, to bring it in the air, and give it a good shake. So while I taking one pillow and cushion after the other, I arrived at the big feather bed. Oh, it had a lot of feathers. But you can imagine what happened. The feather bed had a hole. And shaking it out in the air, all the feathers were just flying in the wind and having a good time. Well, yes, the wind. The wind was covering my whole yard with feathers. And what could I do? What could I do? Running around thousands of feathers and collecting them? Well, I just felt helpless. Well, a story running just parallel to this happened to me the other day when I called the office of somebody who is often giving me some instructions, some advice. And the sir I was looking for, Mr. Schweitzer, I was told was not in the office. And in fact, they said, oh, he's not anymore with us. He's not anymore working with us. And then silently, the voice said, well, he passed away at the beginning of the year. Well, that was quite a surprising information. Because Mr. Schweitzer was not all that aged or sick or had an aspect for me to leave this earth experience. Anyhow, I said, is there anyone to replace him? No, so far, nobody. Well, I hung up and I naturally went to the monks at the University of Healing at the Absolute Monastery and I told my story. Can you imagine Mr. Schweitzer died? Can you imagine? And I made a big fuss and a big story out of it. And everybody who came here and I thought had met Mr. Schweitzer or heard about Mr. Schweitzer, I had to share my information. Well, a month or 6 weeks passed and I was just taking a nap when it was knocking at the door. So just waking up from my deep afternoon's nap, I ran to the door and there were two men standing. And I looked again and I said, it can't be true. This is Mr. Schweitzer, the man who I was told was dead. So I opened the door and greeted them, he and his friend, And I told him my story, what I was informed about him. We had a good kick, we had a good laugh, and took it humorous. But once he left, I thought, how silly. I was spreading feathers in the wind. I was telling everybody who even was not interested in Mr. Schweitzer about my information that he died. Aren't we doing this so often? Aren't we doing that sometimes when we hear somebody is sick and telling it all around and said, you know, Mrs. Lamson, she has been declared sick. She has been given 6 months to live. You know this and you know that. And we are spreading feathers in the wind. This information, they cannot be taken back, just like the feathers flying around. Well, it gave me to think. It gave me a lesson to be very careful with what I say, with what I spread information around, how I spread it around. And if I really have to do that, because here at the Absolute Monastery, at the University of Healing, we have one task we are practicing, to mind our own business, to live in the now and to just not put our nose in other people's business, in other people's affairs. Well, maybe you might think about it too. We all have to learn to shut up and just mind our own business, like ourselves, and live our original purity and integrity. Living in the now and liking ourselves and having fun with ourselves and being in our company. Because who can be a better friend than we are to ourselves? Spreading feathers in the wind, well, once they're spread, we cannot take them back. So, I now know and remember, before I talk, I think what I say. You all have a lovely day. Enjoy your life and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.